All right, guys, on today's Rock and Rant, I want to tackle this question that was brought up on Eddie Trunk's show this week. Is Ozzy Osbourne pee-whipped by Sharon? It's a good question, and it's actually an important question, and you're going to want to know what it's all about. It's important. Stick around.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
All right, everybody, welcome back. This is the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Our website is LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Check back often for more rock and rants, Ludini Hard Rock and Heavy Metal Circus live shows, as well as my interview series. We got tons of going on. This is my daily rock and rant, and today I want to tackle the question of the Osbournes. The Osbournes are a very interesting show business couple. Let's give you a little bit of history. Sharon comes from her father was a music manager, promoter, mover and shaker in the music business. She left his business to go off on her own. She finds Ozzy. Ozzy was set up to become the typical rock and roll cliche footnote in rock history. Heavily into drugs, heavily into alcohol, could not get his crap together. She finds him, kind of cleans him up, straightens him up, sees the potential there and says, aha, this is a guy, major rock band, lead singer, really unique, cool voice. I'm going to put something together with you, Ozzy, and we are going to make a lot of freaking money. And that's the sort of long and short of it. That's how it got started. I firmly believe, and I think a lot, I don't think I'd be wrong in saying this, like a lot of other people would believe, this is why I think a lot of Ricky Rockman, I think Eddie Trunk, a lot of people who were commenting on this situation or would be saying, without Sharon, there probably would be no Ozzy. Sharon's a wildly resourceful person. I think if she wouldn't have found Ozzy, she would have found somebody else and made her way. She was determined to do something with her life. Ozzy was determined to self-destruct. So this whole thing comes together. They do these classic albums with Randy Rhoads. History plays out. As it appears that heavy metal and that sort of thing is kind of winding down, grunge is happening. Sharon kind of once again reinvigorates Ozzy's career and reinvents him as this kind of lovable, spaced out dad on the reality show, The Osbournes. So again, Sharon to the rescue. Meanwhile, there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that at this point, I think a lot of people weren't completely aware of. Specifically, the treatment of Lee Kerslake and Bob Daisley in relation to the business aspect of their work with the first two Ozzy albums. Lee Kerslake actually, I believe, has worked on every Ozzy album except for maybe one or two. Turns around time after time, tries to not pay them, screws them out of royalties, screws them out of performance rights. Poor Lee Kerslake's dying of cancer, and he's like, you know, on his deathbed saying, can I at least get the platinum albums that I was on? Like, everybody gets that, by the way. Like, that's like, you know, not a thing. Like, everybody gets it. The secretary who worked in the studio while it was being recorded gets that. It's not like a thing. He just wanted to be able to have stuff. So all this stuff has come out in the past few months. Lee Kerslake did this very touching interview with Eddie Trunk. And the question's been put out, well, where was Ozzy in all this? Why didn't Ozzy lay down the law and say, no, we don't treat people like this. This is how I run my business. Well, two things, Sharon. Sharon's his wife. Sharon's also his manager. You know, there's the old expression, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. And I think that, you know, that's part of what's going on with Ozzy. Also, Ozzy knows where the bread is buttered. Ozzy knows that I wouldn't have anything. Sharon sort of saved my life, probably literally saved his life. And he doesn't want to rock the boat, whatever Sharon wants, however she wants to, within certain parameters. He's made some artistic choices throughout his career. She doesn't seem to be too involved in that aspect of it. But for the most part, she's really in the driver's seat time and time again, has resurrected things that he's done, brought him back out, put things together, and caused him to kind of remain. It's really amazing what a career he's had. And this, none of this would happen if it wasn't for Sharon. I think Ozzy knows this. And while it's a lot easier for us guys, you know, us regular guys to say, you know, well, no, I wouldn't, you know, I'd tell my wife, no, stop that, or my girlfriend or whatever, you know, don't, you know, we're not going to do it this way. If you're making the money, okay, and you don't want to think, because Ozzy just doesn't, I don't know, I get the impression he's just not a big thinker. He's not really into the business side of things at all. I don't think he wants to touch any of that stuff. So he's kind of content to let Sharon run the show, as well as the fact that they are married and he probably doesn't want to rock that boat. Also, I suspect there's a lot more stuff going on behind the scenes with their personal relationship. There, you know, she has said on her television show that Ozzy has and has very, even recently has affairs with women. So maybe there's some arrangement there, you know, Ozzy, I won't screw with you, what you want to do, but you're going to let me run this business. So who knows what really goes on behind closed doors? So is Ozzy whipped? I would say probably, yeah, and probably for really good reasons. This is a functional, it's functioning dysfunction is what's going on in this relationship. It's, you know, but then again, this is 2019. These are the days when anything goes. You may have your relationship the way you would like to have it. And if you're as successful as the Osbournes, you know, they say the proof of the pudding is in the tasting. We just look at the success that Ozzy has had decade after decade after decade, even when his particular style of music may not have been in vogue. He's, you know, because of Sharon, he's found some way to remain relevant. So yes, That's the answer to the question. But I want to know what you guys think. You know, do you think Ozzy should like stand up and, you know, whoop ass on Sharon and say, shame on you for treating Bob and Lee and these guys, Jakey Lee, this way? Or do you think that like, hey man, I'll keep my mouth shut because the bread's rolling in? Two different ways of looking at it. I want to know what you think about it. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is our website. This has been yet another Rock and Rant. Check back often for more great podcasts and we'll catch you guys all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Out!